Edwin, welcome to Talk Satellite.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here.
Okay. Can you give us background on Forceway as a company?
Forceway is a Swedish company founded in 2003. We have several sites in Sweden and, well, more or less global coverage. We recently opened a sales office in the US. And we've been working with a satellite world, starting first in Sweden with connectivity, expanding to Europe, next to US, and nowadays we're mainly focusing on emerging markets.
I mean, with emerging markets, there are still vast swathes of non-served and underserved areas. How does Forceway's approach address these connectivity issues?
Our approach to the mainly underserved areas is that we use satellites to accelerate existing terrestrial infrastructure. It can be an old GSM network or sort of underperforming 3G network. So we accelerate it by adding a satellite forward link. So you use the existing terrestrial infrastructure, sort of the mobile network, as a return channel to send requests to the internet and get a high-speed broadband downlink over satellite. This approach makes it possible to considerably lower the cost of the end-user equipment compared to VSAT. We can come to a third or a fourth of the end-user equipment, and with installation and all included, it's 5 to 10 times lower cost with the solution we provide. And also for the service operator, it's slightly better cost compared to VSAT systems. So we offer a completely integrated solution for the service operator with satellite uplink equipment, and user management, everything the operator need on the back end, plus the satellite terminals or satellite routers, as we prefer to call them, to manage the whole service.
Can you give us more details on projects your company's been involved with, such as the recent Philippine Schools Initiative?
Yeah, in the Philippines, we're working with schools. We're also working with hotspots to sort of connect the public in rural areas. Well, as many players are looking in hotspot market, and, well, it's interesting for us as well, of course. We have been working with schools in Africa as well. One interesting thing is connectivity in Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, where when we started the project, I know that there was around 3% internet penetration in the country. So an interesting challenge then is to educate people why they need internet. It's not obvious like it's for us here in the Western world. So yeah, we made quite a number of projects over the years, but the most interesting are often in the emerging markets where it can really make a difference.
Forceway has been awarded a co-funded 5G development contract from the European Space Agency. You must be delighted with this opportunity.
Yes, indeed. And this contract will help us to transform our existing solution to a new NFV-based platform, where we make everything as virtualized or containerized network functions. Instead of bringing a number of servers, we can provide our solutions as software instead of running a standardized infrastructure. So this is one part of this ESA funded project. And a second step, we're aiming to also moving in more into the connected vehicles market. We were doing some activities this there right now for in-flight connectivity and for commuter buses. So, but we see the connected vehicles market as a really interesting opportunity in the future.
We are seeing a changing market where nearly all things will have connectivity. How do you see the future of our industry enabling this move?
One obvious area is the connected vehicles. It wasn't a long time ago. You have to disconnect when you jumped on the plane. And well, now most airlines have Wi-Fi connectivity. So also same things on ships. Earlier it was mainly the cruise ships who got connected. Now you have the fishing boats and smaller ships. Also, yeah, for example, the commuter buses in the emerging markets. When you're sitting in the commuter bus for an hour, half an hour, getting internet connectivity is a good way to educate yourself or a good way to spend the time.
Edwin, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Kevin.